Can you guess what Disney thing we're talking about? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And we've been married a long time. So we have developed a way of communicating that doesn't require many words.
Yes, I would agree.
You didn't even have to say that. Yeah, I know. And usually whenever we have conversations, it starts with like, oh, did you ever hear back about that thing? And it's like, yeah.
Because you already know what I'm talking about.
Because I already know what you're talking about. And it's like, yes, I set that appointment already. Or it's like, oh, did you hear that so-and-so is meeting? It's like, yeah, Figment came back like a week ago. Or you know, we have this way of communicating. I'm sure we're not the only ones, right? Yeah. Like there's nothing special about that. However, when we do say something like that and we don't give enough specifics and the other person doesn't know, like we get mad. Like, what do you mean you don't know what I'm talking about?
There's almost a point of, I can't trust you anymore.
Like, oh my God.
There's like, I don't understand how you don't know what I'm thinking.
How dare you not understand the thing that I mentioned 3 weeks ago that I'm bringing up again now. So
I'm offended.
So we thought, let's turn it into a game. And we need a game right now. We have been going so hard with like prep for this big trip that we're about to take to Orlando and costuming and like the kids are back in school. And there's just like, there's a lot going on that we could use some levity. So we figured let's have a very heated game. I'm very certain this is going to get heated.
It should be able to like get it in the first, you know.
I hope so. It's going to be like question.
So it's going to be like a 20
questions.
20 questions type game. Is it 21 questions? 20 questions?
What do you mean? It's 20 questions.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 21.
No, why?
Just give you that one extra.
So that I can drink? No, it's just 20 questions.
Jeez, sorry.
But yeah, so we're going to do it 20 questions
back
style.
Back in my day, it was 21. Made it more efficient.
Okay. But we're going to do 20 questions. We've each written. We have our, we're prepared. We have our index cards in front of us. And we had to lay some ground rules when we were doing this. So let's go over those ground rules.
It has to be Disney World.
Yes, Walt Disney World.
So Orlando,
On the property of Walt Disney World. So that can mean parks, Disney Springs, resorts, anywhere on Disney World property. Yeah. It is not limited to rides or attractions or anything of the sort.
But it has to be something that can be called out. One of the examples we kind of gave was, it's popcorn, it's popcorn. It's not popcorn from this specific cart, you know, at the front of the park type of thing.
Yeah.
Or like a food, like if it's a general food, Mickey waffles, it's Mickey waffles. Like it's not from a particular place. However, that also does include if it was egg rolls at the egg roll cart. Like that is a specific food item that you can only get at that specific place. So that could be narrowed down to specific.
It also has to be evergreen. So you cannot call out a seasonal item or meet and greet. So it can't have like Jack and Sally.
We're not trying to trick each other.
Right. Right?
Oh, man.
No, I was good with mine, probably. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see.
Here, I'm terrified, though, because like there comes a point where just my brain shuts down. Like if I've asked enough, like 5 questions and I can't get it, it's like my brain literally can't think of anything else. I'm gonna be like, I give up. I'm hoping that's not the case. Like I know Disney pretty well. So I just need to like, I need to come up with a good strategy, but we thought it would be fun to do this. And you guys can play along with us and like guess. And
yeah, we're not going to put it up until the very end.
Yeah.
You know, on what it was, unless you get it.
It's going to be like that 3, 2, 1. And we like say the same word at the same time. But yeah, so it'll be fun. So we have, I don't know how many we'll get through, but we have some contingencies in case we're just really good at this game. Have we ever played 20 questions, me and you?
No. I mean, I think one of the things is like, we're pretty competitive. So whenever we do have like game nights, we always get separated. We always get put on different teams. And
which is why I think... Yeah. Given our history, it's going to get heated.
Because we're playing against each other.
Because we're playing against each other. But we're not.
We're playing with each other.
How does 20 questions work? Is this a competition or is this like a, are we on the same team?
Well, I mean, the competition wise is like how many, if you could get in the least amount of guesses.
So it's a competition. Got it.
Ready, go.
Okay, who's going to go first though?
I guess paper, rock, scissors to see who goes first.
And then that person's going to be the question asker?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Dang it. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
Okay, I won. Rock.
With the first throw, we both got scissors.
Second throw, I threw a rock.
So Sarah is asking questions first.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No. Okay, go.
I feel like we need like theme music going on right now.
Like the lights, like yeah. A spotlight. Okay. All right.
So I have my first thing.
Okay.
So
do we need to keep track of questions? Like,
I will mark it on the back of this card.
Okay. Is it in the parks?
Yes.
Is it an attraction?
No.
Wait, sidebar.
Okay, we're breaking. Go ahead.
Do like character meet and greets meet act as like an attraction because there's a wait for it?
Wait, what?
Like a character meet and greet. Would that be considered an attraction?
Yes.
Okay, I consider it's an attraction of like... I consider it an attraction like a ride, a show, a character meet and greet, a parade, a stage show.
When I consider anything, I consider
anything. Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay, so it's in the parks. It is not an attraction. Can I ingest it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it specific to one park?
Yes.
Is it in Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Is it alcoholic?
Yes.
Did I almost put this? Don't add. This is not one of my questions, but I think I almost put this one on. Is it Grown Up Lemonade from Woody's Lunchbox?
Yes.
I was going to put that one. Maybe I did. Maybe I need to change the
numbers. So yes, that was Adult Lemonade.
Six points.
Whoa. Are we giving points?
I thought this was a competition. We said it was.
No. It was seven. It was on the seventh.
Okay, seventh so you're case. Taking my guess as the. Okay, because that's a question. Yeah. Is it? I didn't say it is.
Yeah.
If I had said it that way. Okay.
Okay, so that was like real quick.
So let's talk about Grown Up Lemonade for a second. I think we should talk about the answers, right? And why you picked them. Although I did not pick necessarily my favorite things, mine are kind of random. But if you've never had Grown Up Lemonade from Woody's Lunchbox.
It's so good.
It's so good. The price has gone up. Like, it's astronomical, the price increase on this drink. But it's because they know they've got something good.
Yeah. It's like, it's so refreshing. And then I love getting the tots with it. Like, it's just like a nice little meal that you have right there. But yeah, that Grown Up Lemonade is
it's
so
wonderful.
Good.
I think it's up to like $14 or $15. I think it used to be $8 when it first came out. But I want to say it's like a blackberry lemonade with alcohol in it.
I think the worst part is there's nowhere to sit to have that meal.
Yeah. Like
that lunchbox area is the worst.
Which is why you need the Grown Up Lemonade. Because you're like, well, if I'm having to sit and eat over a trash can. There's no shade. It's Toy Story Land needs some help in terms of seating, but that Grown Up Lemonade makes it all worth it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for mine?
I think I am.
Okay. Give me the pen so I can mark your...
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with, is it in the parks?
Yes.
Is it a ride?
No.
Is it an attraction?
No. Anything.
It could be anything.
I'm just kidding. It's not an attraction.
All right. So I think I'm at question number 4 now.
Yes,
right?
This will be 4.
All right. So my next question is, can it be ingested?
Yes.
Okay. Is this specific to one park?
Yes.
Is this at Magic Kingdom?
No.
Dang. I felt like I was on a roll for a bit.
Oh, man.
You're
going to laugh.
Is this something sweet?
Yes. Yes.
Is this alcoholic?
It can be.
Huh. Your is it blue milk? Yes.
If you,
it makes me so mad that it took as long as it did. Like, just it was so obvious that I didn't think of it.
I know. I was gonna. We don't need to talk about why I write down blue milk for a guess or for an answer. I was gonna put down grown up lemonade, like really and truly, and I was like, that's too obvious. And then I was like, what's even more obvious? Let me write down blue milk. But the funny thing was, is I think you could have asked the exact same questions in the exact same order and also gotten it right.
I think the crazy thing is like the order that we put the guesses.
Oh my
they
God.
They were both drinks at first.
I'm so curious. Oh wait. Okay.
It'll have to be something that we check at the end, but right now we've both selected a drink as like in the order, like we've picked, picked a certain number.
Yeah.
And the first ones we ended up lining them up to be drinks. That's very, very interesting.
I love it. Okay.
All right. So I think now it is your second one.
You can see where our priorities are, which is drinking in Hollywood studios. All right.
First stop. All right. So the next one, I've got it.
Oh, wait. I have to ask questions.
Yeah, you have to ask questions. Okay.
Is it in the parks?
Yes.
Is it a ride?
No.
There's no way. Okay, here's my. I'm gonna do my thought process like out loud, yeah. So there's not like awkward silence. I feel like it is a very slim chance that you're gonna go with a food or a drink right after because you ordered yours separately. Like you see, ordered this yours.
Where, this is where you're playing the mind game of knowing me and how I play my games. This is exactly where I started.
That's
thinking.
Marriage, baby.
You start thinking of like not necessarily what your guess is, but what your guess would be.
Right.
Because you've already guessed the food item.
Right.
Like, are you trying to trick me? And are you going to do like two food items or not?
I think not. So I think this is either going to be a character or a merch item. And I feel like, I don't know why. I only asked if it was in the parks. If it was a ride.
Yeah.
Is it in a specific park?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's in a specific park, then it's not going to be merch, which means then I think you would go towards a character. So is it a character?
No.
Oh! Is it food?
No. The frustration. This is the only way you can see this frustration is on YouTube. So make sure you go check out.
Wait, I said it was specific to a park. Okay. And it's not a ride, it's not a character, and it's not a food. I didn't ask if it was a drink, but I don't feel like it's going to be a drink. Oh, it could be an attraction. Okay, now yeah, I didn't ask. I said ride.
I know, but you've got five right now.
Okay. Is it an Animal Kingdom?
No.
Is it an Epcot?
No.
Oh my gosh. I was thinking it was in Magic Kingdom the whole time. Is it in Magic Kingdom?
Yes.
Oh my God. Like,
I'm surprised that you actually went to use all, like, ask each one instead of like trying to split it somehow.
Ugh, I should have. I'm not good at this game. Okay. Okay. It's in Magic Kingdom. It's got to be, it either has to be a show. Oh my God. I'm going to shoot my shot with this one. Is it Country Bear Jamboree?
No. Okay. Are you saying that because now they've decided to change it up?
Yes, and because we were like, we've never seen this. We really need to go see it. So I'm like, is this in his mind that he needs, that it's Country Bear Jamboree? Because it's in my mind. Okay. It's not a character. It's got to be a show or a parade. What would you go with? Is it a show?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not a parade or a cavalcade. What shows are there?
You are at 10 guess or 10 questions
Ooh.
Now.
Okay, and it's not Country Bear. It could be Presidents. It could be PhilharMagic. It could be Carousel of Progress. Is that it? I think that's it. There's got to be more. But I feel like it's going to be one of those. Now I just have to, like, how well do I know you?
I mean, this is it. This is the test.
This is the test. Is there, I have to ask it in a way that narrows it down, right? I have to split it. So what were my options again? It was Hall of Presidents, Carousel of Progress. You said it wasn't Country Bear Jamboree. Oh my God, there was another one. Now I forgot what it was. PhilharMagic. I can't say. I'm not going to even ask that because that's contrary to boring. That's subjective. Is it, does it have music?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not Hall of Presidents. Unless, do they all sing? That would be, turn it into a musical. I'm going with, is it Carousel of Progress?
No.
Is it PhilharMagic?
No.
What is it? Oh my gosh.
You are at 13 questions.
It's in Magic Kingdom.
What is it? Is that a question?
No. It's in Magic Kingdom. People are screaming right now. It's in Magic Kingdom and it's a show, correct? All right, I'm walking. I'm through the gates. I'm walking down Main Street, USA. Okay. I'm going to go right. And I'm going to go to, oh my gosh. No, wait, there's no music in that. There's Monsters, Inc. There's Laugh Factory. That's a show, but there's no music. So we're moving and we're grooving. We go to Carousel of Progress.
So, okay, the only thing is I have to be very stoic. So if you're looking at me, you're watching this and you're seeing me be very like, his face doesn't look like it's going with what she's saying. It's because I have to make sure I don't like twitch my eye because Sarah will read that and know what, like I gave her a lead on that.
I hope when you're editing this, it's just your face the entire time and me like screaming at you. Okay, so it's not Laugh Factory. I don't think it's Laugh Factory because there's not music in that. It's not Carousel of Progress. So then we're looping around. There's nothing. There's no Tron. There's Fantasyland doesn't have anything. Nope, 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 nope. So we're going back around. We're back into Fantasyland proper, which has PhilharMagic. Adventure, it's Enchanted Tiki Room. Is it Enchanted Tiki Room?
No.
What?
Here, let me check, make sure. No.
Oh my gosh. Am I missing like a massive piece of the park? It's not a ride.
Oh my gosh. I'm looking straight at the camera.
It is a show in Magic Kingdom. What am I missing? What am I missing? Your face right now.
I'm not saying anything.
No.
You could ask other questions to kind of get you to that.
I guess I could, but I can't think of any. I am so stumped right now as to what it could be. And I'm so mad at myself for, does it feature any of the Fab Five?
Yes. Wait. Yes. I believe so, yes.
Okay, how many am I at? Oh my gosh, I'm at 15. I've blown through all of the shows at Magic Kingdom. Is it Happily Ever After?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so.
That's what I was trying to think. I'm pretty sure Mickey's at the beginning, but I don't know about the other ones.
That's a good question. I'm so mad at myself right now.
When you were going shows, I was like, she's not talking about any stage shows because there's like the one in the morning, just like the parade. Like,
yeah, just any of the. Well, so. I said, is it a. When I was thinking show, I was thinking like you go inside and you watch something. Yeah. But the fireworks.
It's a fireworks show.
It's a showing of the fireworks, I guess. Oh my gosh. I'm so mad. You picked some really good ones, though.
Thank you.
Like, they're so obvious to me, but they're not. I'm gonna flip mine around.
Oh man, you're gonna.
Whoa, okay.
Intensity level.
Yeah.
You brought it up. All right.
That was good though.
All right. Thank you.
Like literally, I was like, "Do I even know Disney anymore?" I got really mad. Okay. Even though I just switched them, I'm taking a look. Okay. Let's go.
All right. So this one I have to play. Now we're going to do the psychology of it, right? Mm-hmm. Let's first think about it. Is you did that food item. And I did a show.
Yeah.
That kind of tripped you up. So your second one is not the second one anymore. You went to another one.
Yeah.
That was, I'm guessing, more specific.
Okay.
Now, is it going back to a food item or is it maybe going to a merch item? I don't know.
And if you want, I can go back to my second one if you prefer. Okay.
Like my wheels are turning for this one now.
Yeah.
So I think I am going to go with, is this thing bigger than a person? A normal average size person. You. Is it bigger than you?
Is it bigger than me? Yes.
Okay, that's odd the way you said it, okay. The way you answered it.
Okay.
Is it bigger than me?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a meet and greet?
No.
Hmm. See, you were very specific that it was bigger than you, but then you kind of questioned if it was bigger than me. Uh-huh. So that's why I went with the meet and greet.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm kind of thrown.
Okay. My answers are my answers. And are accurate.
I have an idea in my head right now.
And I'm so mad that you do.
I have an idea in my head right now. And I don't know if I should just like throw the dice at it right now and just, or throw that dart and see if I could get it.
After you deflated me with Happily Ever After, I would like a little bit, I would like my ego to come back just slightly. Okay.
All right. Let's get this game.
You know what? Go for it. Throw that dart.
Okay. I'm trying to think of which one you chose. But I'm going to say the BB-8 statue at Hollywood Studios.
Oh.
No. Oh, no, it's not bigger. Oh, man.
No, but I like what you're thinking. So, no.
Okay. That was way, I knew my answers and I went, because I was thinking statue. That's where I messed up. I was like, let me go. Bigger than you.
To be fair, those statues aren't that big though.
Well, but if it's one of the Walt ones.
Oh, like a big statue. Yeah. Yes. Not one of the 50th that stuck around. Yeah.
That's why I was like, I completely messed up on that one. So, but that does answer my question. That is probably not a statue. So
it's not a statue. I can tell you that. I'll give you that one. 0.5.
Let me see now. And it's not meat, not a meet and greet. Well, is it a character?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a character that's not a meet and greet. Is it from our favorite ship?
No. Well.
Wait, what is that?
Wait.
The Halcyon, is it from Star Cruiser?
No. It depends on how you ask. It depends on how you ask that question.
Okay. Is this character from our favorite ship?
No. I'm so mad that they're this close already, though.
Does this character wear dark clothing? Yes. Look, I'm going to just dance around it. Like,
you've had my number since the beginning, and I know it, and I'm so mad. Yes, they do.
Does this character
full name and correct spelling, please?
Have a rank that is above.
Literally, don't ask me that. Yeah. I have no idea.
Is it Lieutenant Agnon?
It is Lieutenant Agnon. You got that one in eight questions.
Okay.
And funny enough, Lieutenant Agnon is right next to the blue milk stand. Yeah.
I was thinking, I was like, man, you didn't like leave from that corner over there.
It's where I spend all my time. It's right there. There's the milk stand. There's entertainment. What more do I need?
Yeah.
A Ronto wrap.
Call it in.
Yeah. So, and people may not know who Lieutenant Agnon is, but it is a character that is in the First Order area on Galaxy's Edge. And they're there to snuff out the Resistance spies that are roaming around Batuu. And it is a fantastic stage show. Lieutenant Agnon will come down and interrogate people and hang out. Kylo comes out with the stormtroopers. Like, it's fantastic.
Well, and I think that's how I was able to kind of like narrow it down, because it was the whole meet and greet. Because it's not a meet and greet.
It's not a meet and greet.
There is a character, but it's not a meet and greet. And that's
you don't
the same
line
thing
up for him. Like, he's up on stage. He does a thing. Kylo comes out, and then he'll come down into the crowd and just randomly talk to people, or her. It depends on which Agnon you get. But it's so much fun. It is so much fun. Like, we do it every single time, and it's right by the blue milk stand. So like, we're there.
You grab your milk and just enjoy the show.
Top of the hour, every hour, just about. But yeah, it's like my favorite thing to do right now. Disney is go watch Lieutenant Agnon. So you bested me by, I had twice as many questions as you did on that second round.
All right. So I think we could do one more.
Okay. Each?
Each.
Okay.
And I'm feeling very confident. I'm going to let you choose your fate right here.
Do you know how much
so
that
I'm holding up.
Me?
We had our our
index
things
cards.
On index
down,
cards.
I don't want to cheat.
And I am going to let Sarah choose her fate on this one.
I'm so mad at you right now. The fact that you're presenting this as an option, it just like infuriates me. And I know that you're doing this on purpose. Like, this is a mind game that you're doing on purpose. So how dare you? Did you mix these up before you laid them out like this?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm going with the top one then, because I will not play into your games.
All right.
Okay.
Got it. Are you ready to go?
As ready as I'm going to be. Is it in the parks?
Yes.
Is it something you buy?
No.
Okay. Which means that it is either a character meet and greet or a ride or an attraction, because anything is an attraction.
Anything.
Which means that it's going to be specific to a park. So I don't need to ask that question. So I just need to find out which park. Is it? Wait, what were your other? It was. Okay. Is it a park that I have already, that one of your answers has already been in? So it's Magic Kingdom. Is it in Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios?
That's two questions.
No, the question is, have we already visited this park today? And your answer.
That's very, I need more specificity to
it. Okay. Is it an Epcot?
No. You tried.
It was a legitimate question. Is it one of these three things? Yes or no? Is it an Animal Kingdom?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was too.
Then why did you ask?
It's a great question. Wait. How do I ask this question? Is it? I don't know how to ask this question. Okay, here's my thought process. I'm going to say it out loud.
Let's hear it.
At Animal Kingdom, yes, there are rides you can do. There are shows you can do. There are little flotillas running around the rivers of America with the characters on there. But there's also the Wilderness Explorers game, which is like a scavenger hunt thing where you get a book and you get to become a wilderness explorer. You do the little sign, and then, but you don't have to pay for it. It's specific to Animal Kingdom. How do I ask that without directly asking that and narrowing it down, because I could say, is it...
See, now you're trying to game yourself. You're in your head, because now you're trying to, like, how do I ask the question in a way...
I want the least amount of questions, and you're already dinging me, sir. So, I don't know. Or is it going to be something like the animation thing that you can go do up in Rafiki's Planet Watch? Your face right now. Is it a ride?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Animal Kingdom has like 3 rides right now. So what do they have? They have, for now, we have Dinosaur. We have Triceratops Spin. We have Expedition Everest. And if you think, if you're listening to this, you're like, she's going to list all of the rides in Animal Kingdom. There's like 10. There's not that many.
This is a maybe hour-long episode, Sarah. Oh my God, so just make sure you keep it under that. Can you?
Can I? Is it? Does it? Does it contain real animals that have existed on Earth at one point in time?
No.
Okay. That narrows it down to either Expedition Everest or the 2 rides in Pandora. I feel like your favorite ride is Flight of Passage, but I don't think you would go with that because you were so smug and like, pick one. That I feel like just to get me, you're going to go with Navi River Journey. But you also know one of my favorite rides is Expedition Everest. So which one is it? That's what I have to get to.
Yeah, you got to think about what was my mindset.
Your mindset was trying to... You want me to get the answers, but you want me to take a long time to get them. You don't want it to make it so hard that I can't get it and I get frustrated. A showbiz baby. Is it Navi River Journey?
No.
Oh my gosh. Is it Flight of Passage?
Yes.
I knew it wasn't going to be Expedition Everest because I knew you were either going to try to trick me or you're going to try to trick me by picking the thing that I would think you were going to pick.
Actually, I was not trying to trick you. I was thinking about, if you look at my card, I have in quotes and fly.
Because like if you know
the pre-show of Flight of Passage, there's the scientist that he sends you on your way and he just kind of says, and fly. And it's one of those things that we just repeat. Like we're always quoting here at the house whenever there's a and.
Or it's like, oh yeah, you need to preheat the oven and fly.
Whenever you catch yourself going and fly.
You're going to start doing it. So, it's oh man.
And so I was like, you know what? It's my favorite ride. I'll put it down.
All right.
Love the smells. So
I love the smells. Out of context. Okay, fine. I'm going to do the same thing for you. I'm going to shuffle them up even. So there's no, I don't know what you're going to pick. You get to pick of the last 3, which one. It is.
I am going to pick.
Don't look at it. The <You're> one. Like... Okay. Begin.
So I'm feeling silly. You've picked 2 Star Wars things. In my head right now, I have this vision that one of the cards that I put, because that's going to be my last one.
Uh-huh.
I put Millennium Falcon.
Okay.
And for some reason, I feel like you put that as one of yours. And I just so happen to pick that one. So my first guess is it the Millennium Falcon?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Got that out of the way. Like, dang, did she ever go outside of Galaxy's Edge?
I was waiting. I was just like hoping that I could just get it first try.
I know you were. This feels good.
Okay.
Okay.
Was it one of your cards?
No.
Okay. Can this thing be taken home?
No. I forgot what the card was for. That wasn't like a, let me think about it. No, you absolutely cannot.
Okay.
I was thinking it was, no, it's not. You cannot.
Is this in a kingdom?
No.
Ah, dang. You like that, huh?
It could be answered different ways depending on how you, it could be a yes.
No, well, I'm just saying it could be a yes, but at least I narrowed it down by two.
You narrowed it down by two.
Is this a ride?
Yes. Okay. Can't take that home. Give me your thought process. What do you think?
So right now I'm thinking, I'm trying to be clever in my questions.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to just ask specifically because I'm thinking the rides. Right now I'm at Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
And I was kind of leaning towards asking something like, does this have a movie connected to it?
Right.
So then it would kind of tell me if it's Hollywood Studios more, but then there are a couple of them at Epcot that are movie related.
Yeah. You know, more and more.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot more IPs over there. So I'm like, okay, does that help me or does that hurt me?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm kind of thinking, how do I... But then, okay, if it's a ride, oh, so then it, now it's like favorite rides because, you know, you have a lot. You have Tower of Terror. And I'm trying to think of, there's that, Smuggler's. I think, like right now that's in my head. So how do I ask around Tower of Terror? Is
without
what, like,
asking.
Yeah.
Is it?
So I have to narrow it down enough.
We should like time box it too. So you have to be like, pew, 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 right?
Yeah. I think that was okay. So next time we'll have to like, it's a, there's a little stopwatch to
right.
it.
Like 5 minutes on the clock, 5 minutes or 20 questions.
Wow. Like that's going to be incredibly difficult. And I appreciate this time that you're giving me.
Yeah. And you're just stalling. Wow. That is. Hurry up.
That's very interesting, Sarah. Elaborate, please. Continue.
More time? Tell me about it.
Was this ride a new addition to the park?
Well, you got to like timestamp that. Since it opened?
Since we've been there. Since we've started going to. And as a complete question, has this ride been added since we've been going to Disney?
Which was 2017. I think not. I'm going to say no.
And I think that's interesting.
Tell me more. Well, please elaborate.
So that takes out Batu.
Yeah.
Mickey's Runaway.
Right.
Star Tours is very old. That's before us. I'm trying to think of, Roller Coaster was before us. That's
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Tower of Terror was before us. Guardians, that was after.
Yep.
Arendelle. I'm guessing that one because there's like that, it used to be a ride and then it's now a new ride.
Oh, yeah. It was, what was it before?
So, is it a water ride?
Yes.
Boat ride.
Yes.
Is it Arendelle River?
Yeah, if you can say the accurate name, if you don't get the name right, I'm going to put no. Oh, wait, I stopped counting. I'm just going to give you like 10 questions.
No, I think,
I think it was two. Like, was it two?
Yeah.
Okay.
So was it Arendelle?
That's not the name of the ride.
I don't know what the ride is.
Yes, it is. It's Frozen Ever After. How'd you get that? You're going through all the Hollywood Studios rides. And then you're like, is it Arendelle?
Well, I ask good questions. I don't know what to tell you.
You do ask good questions. Do we even need to?
I think that one.
It threw me so bad.
Yeah. Because it was an average of 7 and 8.
You were 8 and 9.
Yeah. So you would have beaten me if you would have gotten that.
So, okay, let me do the math. You had 25 points total. What do I have? Right. Is that
16,
eight?
16, 7, 8.
That's 31. Oh, okay. So you had 25 points. I had 31 points.
Yep. So.
Good job. Let's never do this again.
Hopefully you did well. Hopefully you got it. You beat us.
Right?
At our own game.
It's so much easier when you're not like literally under the spotlights.
There is a little bit of pressure.
There is pressure.
So, especially like when you were telling me like, oh, like, is it before our time? Like, oh crap. Like now I have to, like I asked the question where it's
because you were thinking it was going to be like Rise or something. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Frozen Ever After came out. Like, I want to say it came out right before we started going to the parks. Like maybe a year before.
So,
but I don't remember.
And I think that's what helped me to like get to that. Like,
I know. Ooh. As soon as you said Arendelle, I was like, I couldn't even hide my poker face. I was like, dang it. Do you want to share your other two or do we want to like keep them for future?
We could share them.
Okay.
Because they could always get used again anyways.
That's true. All right. What was your next one?
Hubgrass.
Mine was Alien Swirling Saucers.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Millennium Falcon.
Mine was Spirit Jersey.
Okay.
It's pretty good, right? Remember those. I'm going to lock those two in. All right. If this was enjoyable, let us know if you want us to play more games like this. This was a good time.
Yeah.
It was very silly.
It's nice just to kind of like relax, have a conversation.
We don't have to like deep dive into anything. Like this is something that we would probably play together. But yeah, we play weird games like this just on our own. So it was fun to turn it into an episode and kind of hopefully make it a little more interactive too. But that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And Mosh Eisley tickets are on sale. We're going to be doing an after party for the weekend of New York Comic Con. It'll be October 14th at the Gramercy Theater. If you want to come hang out with us, you can buy tickets at moshisley.com.
Until next time.